Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Beis, and we're starting about the 10th line with the words of Yirmi Abayi, and in the Vilna Shuras Daf, it's on Aleph Amud Beis, about three quarters of the way through the Amud, and today's office sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Mars Merim Sar, Basav Yaakov Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. How we can discuss the Medikas Chametz, Rabbi Yirmi Abayi, Rabbi Yirmi asked the following question, Batei Knesiyos, Batei Midrashos, Maoshi Yitzrichim Medika, what about Shuls and Batei Midrashim, do they need to have Medikas Chametz? I think more clarifies, Matzri Chalei, what's the question? Shekim Achnis Lashem Shabbos Rosh Chodashim, because they bring food in there on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, Utei Pshitalei, so it should be obvious. Of course you have to check them for Chametz. If they had food there, they had chametz throughout the year, so they have to be checked because chametz. And so here's the clarification. This is really the question. Since they have so much light, they have tons of windows. Shuls and batei midrashim usually had a lot of windows. Is a person allowed to check them during the day of the 14th? And the reason we're asking this question as opposed to a house, which we had said before, doesn't need to be checked at night. That's because even if a house has light, it only has a few windows, not so many, but a shul has tons of windows, so it's very light. Maybe it's allowed to be checked during the day. And another question, Rabbi Yisabai, he asks as follows. Courtyards in Yerushalayim that they eat the chalos of the carbon taida, and these rikikim that come along with the carbon of a nazir, do they need bedika? This is the only chametz that's brought into them, so maybe bedika's chametz doesn't need to be done because this chametz is only brought in certain situations. And once again, over here we also ask, clarifying the question, even without that, aren't they already checked from nazir? Nazir is meat of a carbon that's left over past its time. Now it's not allowed to be eaten anymore. And anytime we have a carbon that's eaten, we always have to check the area for nazir. If we have some meat left over, we have to burn it. So what's the question over here about checking these chatzeras? It's going to be checked anyway because of Noisar. But either which way, we don't have an answer to these questions. Now we bring a Yevakada Tana Reb Zachari Chassani Reb Levi. Let's bring like this brice that was taught by Reb Zachari, the son-in-law Reb Levi. Nido chayfefes v'sayrekes, kayhenes eino chayfefes v'sayrekes. A nid who's going to mikvah once every 7 days. This refers to back at the times of Mishnah and Gemara when they had the woman's cycle used to go based off of the Dairaisa Halachas, which is 7 days of Nida and then another 11 days of potential Ziva. So there's a cycle, Nida, Ziva, Nida, Ziva. And the period of nidus is for 7 days, and that's what we're referring to over here, that when she goes to the mikvah, she has to be chayfefes, which means she has to scrub her head and clean it, and she has to be sayrekes, she has to comb her hair, even though midairaisa, this is not necessary. Really, midairaisa, all she has to do is iun of her body, she just has to make sure that she doesn't have any chatzitzas that are going to block the water from getting to that spot. But midraban, there's this gzeira that she has to scrub her head and she has to comb her hair, because since she's not doing this tefillah so often, she's not so expert with it. However, a kayhenes, a woman who's allowed to eat truma, she's either the daughter of a kayin or she's married to a kayin. She doesn't have to do this when she goes to the mikvah because she's going every single day in order to maintain this high level of purity to be able to eat truma. However, the verse continues, Nida kayhenes, chayfefes v'sayrekes, shaloi tachlik b'nida l'nida. A kayhenes, who is a nida, and that's why she's going to the mikvah, she does have to do this chafifa, scrub her head and comb her hair. Why? Not to differentiate between nida and nida. Even though kayhenes is going to the mikvah every single day, so she knows how to make sure there's no chatzitzas. If she's going because she's a nida, we say she has to do like a regular nida. Another way of saying this is loy plug, we just don't differentiate, and therefore continues the Gemara. Of Hacha, also over here, Shaloi Lachlik Ben Beer Labir, so we don't make a difference between beer and beer, it's really Shaloi Lachlik Ben Bedika Labedika. That since Chazal said, Bedika is Arlar Basar, Ba'ar Haner, same thing, even if you have a situation where there's a lot of light, or maybe you don't have to check it because Chametz is not brought there so often, nope, we don't change it. You have to do the Bedika the same way all the time. Now, Tani Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yana, Kumi Rabbi Mana, he asks as follows, Nida Shimavsekas Kol Shiva, Chayfevas Sarekas, Chayhenes Shitabas Bachol Yoim, and Chayfevas Vainus Sarekas. Anida, she stops every 7 days. She has to scrub her head and comb her hair, whereas her kaihenes doesn't have to do that because she's going to make it every single day. In other words, Rav Gamliel is arguing and saying that the reason why Anida, who's a kaihenes, has to scrub her head and comb her hair is not because of a light plug, it's because she's Anida. And you're 100% right. She does go to the mikvah every day in order to maintain a high level of purity to be able to eat truma, but it still doesn't have anything to do with the fact that she's Anida. When she's Anida, she has a halacha that she has to scrub her head and comb her hair. It's not because of a light plug, so how could you use that to answer our question regarding Bidikas Chametz? So I'm really going to respond to him. The chesh of the kahenes having to do this very high level of preparation for the mikvah has to do with shemeres yom kineged yom, and this is during the days of ziva, that if she sees dam one day, then she has to go to the mikvah in order to be tar the next day, and even in that situation she has to do this high level preparation, and that's because of loy plug. And so we still retain the same answer that since we see this loy plug by mikvah, we also apply the loy plug to bedikas chametz. Now we bring a brisa which tells us of a whole bunch of different places that do not need bedikas chametz because chametz is not usually brought there. Chayre habayas, different holes in a house. Well, yoinim atachtonim, the upper ones and the lower ones, we'll discuss what these are, Vayotzia, and a ledge, which is outside the house. Both these upper holes that we just mentioned and the ledge don't need to be checked for chametz because they're too high, and so chametz is never put on them. It has a very difficult shimush. It's challenging to use it to put chametz on it, so there's no chashash there's chametz there. Furthermore, Vachadais, these are like pits of sorts, a aliyah and an upper level, Vigag Habad, Vigag Hamigdal, the roof of the olive press, and the roof of like a tower or closet of sorts. Now we're going to talk about a whole bunch of storage houses, Beis HaTevin, the grain warehouse, Ubeis HaBakar, and the barn, Ubeis HaEitzim, the wood storage house, ubeis haitzaris, just a regular storage house, oitzers hayayin, v'oitzers hashemen, v'oitzers haperoi, storage houses for wine, oil, or fruit, enon tzrichin bedika, they do not need bedika, because chametz is not brought there. So now we analyze a few of these things. Nicha hel yayinim. Makes sense that the upper holes, meaning the holes that are higher up on the walls of the house, don't need bedika, because they have difficult shimush, it's not so easy to use them, like we explained. But v'atachtoinim, what about the bottom ones? Why would we not have to check the bottom ones? Based on the top, the Gemara clarifies, it tells us, loy chashul nefila, that we're not chashish, the chametz is going to fall on the floor and make its way into these holes, which are situated lower down. However, Amar Rabbi Yosef says, that's not a raya. Tifter, we could explain that why don't the lower holes have to be checked? Shayu shneim smuchan lekaisel, that these holes that we're talking about are actually both on the wall, or they're holes in the wall, more like it. Echad lemala ma'asarv, echad lemata mishloisha, that's proper girsa. One of these holes is above 10 tvachim, the other one is below 3 tvachim, and both these holes are considered loy noyach l'shimush. It's difficult to use them. Above 10 tvachim is too high, below 10 tvachim is too low, but still, this lower hole, since it's not actually on the floor, even if chametz does fall, it's not going to go into the hole. That's where the hole itself doesn't need to be checked. That's the more vatanin, but we learned here as well, chadois, the pits don't need to be checked. Hada'amr, that clearly tells us, shalai chashal in a fila, that they weren't chayshish that chametz fell down, because if they were, we'd have to be chayshish that it fell into the pit. The Gemara says, not a raya. Misyari hu atinoi glech l'sham, a child's afraid to go there, meaning the parents make sure that a child doesn't go there, so that's why there's not going to be chametz in the pit, but not necessarily because we're not chayshish that chametz is going to fall. As the Gemara v'chashalai marashem is gagal chametz sham. So we should suspect to say that maybe chametz fell somewhere else and it rolled over there, maybe got kicked over there by somebody, and so the pit should be checked for chametz. And so we answer Tifta, we could explain, b'chadesh sheyesh la lizbez, it's referring to a pit that has a lip on the edge. It's like a raised rim of sorts, so even if chametz did fall somewhere else in the house and then someone kicked it, it wouldn't have fallen into the pit because there's this lip, this little thing that's protecting anything from falling into it. We continue explaining the braisa of a gaga bad v'gaga migdol, the roof of a bad or a migdol. This is basically referring to the roof of a low structure, and we clarify this, hadad the tamer b'gvayin shlesh tfachim. This is only if it's 3 tfachim off the ground, then these roofs or these covers don't need to be checked for chametz because it's not noyach l'shimush, it's difficult to use, so it's probably not chametz there. Avolim enu gvayin shlesh tfachim, but if they're not even 3 tfachim off the ground, ka'aretzim, they're like the ground itself, and then you would have to check it for chametz. Now we further clarify, uba'ezah shaloy nishtamish by chametz. All these things that we said, they don't have to be checked for chametz because they're loy noyach l'shimush, that's because we know that they weren't used for chametz. Avol ba'ezah shenishtamish by chametz, but if we know for sure that a person used chametz around them, put chametz on them, maybe stored chametz there, whatever it is, afilu gvaya kamat sarcha b'dika, even if it's very high, it needs to be checked because you know for sure the chametz was brought there. All the reason we're talking about is just a standard fallback that we assume chametz wasn't brought there. But again, if you know for sure chametz was, it needs checking. And Amar Rav Mana says, v'yos, this is true. Can it on Amar, this is exactly what we say. Hada pifiarois, huts of sorts. These huts were usually built in order to train vines to grow all over them. Afilu gvaya kamat, even if they're very high, loitei tzricha b'dika, do they not need b'dika? Of course they do, because since they're always using chametz there, even though they're very tall, they would still need b'dika. At the time we have a bris from Shimon Gamliel Omer, he tells us, "Bitashi chatzetzes b'sech habayis." We have a bed which is making a division inside the house, and the only way to get from one side of the bed to the other is you actually have to climb over the bed. Maybe it's a very narrow passageway, and so it's blocking the whole area, and so you can't walk around it. You got to go over it. Ve'itzam avanu munachim tachteha, and there's wooden stones underneath the bed. So b'idek tzad achitzayin ve'ena b'idek tzad apnimi. You only have to check the outer part of the bed, and you don't have to check the inside, which means whatever part of the bed is exposed to the main part of the house, that area needs to be checked, but the inner part of the bed that's, let's say, up against the wall, that doesn't need to be checked. And why doesn't that other side need to be checked? That's because there's wooden stones underneath it, and so there's no way for chametz to have gotten to the other side of the bed. Now that's mashma ha im ein etzav vanim munachem tachtel, that if there isn't wooden stones under the bed, that the inner part of the bed would have to be checked. Hadamar, doesn't that tell us the chashul in a fila? We are chashish that chametz fell, and that's how it get to the other side of the bed. It would go underneath to the other side. So it seems we have a raya to this question of ours, whether or not we're chashish that chametz will fall down. I think our answer is that not a raya. And I say, tinuk nichnas l'sham, that's a proper gear, so the little kid walked into that room, v'hichnas sham chametz, and he brought chametz in there. It's not because the chametz fell, and that's how it made its way there. A child actually brought the chametz in there, and that's why it would be there. We continue discussing places where chametz may or may not be. Martev shel yayin, tzarcha b'dika. The wine cellar needs to be checked. Whereas martev shel shemen, ain't a tzarcha b'dika, the oil cellar does not need to be checked. The question is, ma bein yayin, ma bein shemen, what's the difference between these two different cellars, wine and oil? And the answer is, yain ein loy keva, shemen yesh loy keva. Wine has no set amount, whereas oil does. At the beginning of the meal, they know how much oil they're going to be using, and therefore no one's ever going to be going in the middle of the meal to get more oil. As opposed to wine, as we had explained briefly in the Mishnah, since there's no particular amount of wine that they drink during the meal, there's a very big possibility that they're going to run out. The shamish, or somebody else, is going to go into the cellar to refill wine. They're going to be holding on to bread, and they're going to end up leaving it in the cellar, so that's why the cellar has to be checked for chametz. Gimel Ralph on top, we continue. Yitzer, a storage house, Bein Shel Yayin, Bein Shel Shemen, whether it's oil or wine, Ein Tzarich Bedika, it doesn't need to be checked. And so now we have to differentiate what's a Martef and what's a Yitzer. A Martef of wine does need to be checked, and Yitzer of wine doesn't need to be checked. So the Gemara says, Ezu Martef, what's a Martef? Kol Shen Asanu Malachem B'Chatzer, that's if a person will bring their bread there in the Chatzer, which basically means that this Martef, this cellar, is in the Chatzer, the way to access it is from the Chatzer, and a person has no problem bringing their bread there in the middle of the meal to refill on wine. They're not embarrassed to eat their bread in the cellar, and that's why it has to be checked for chametz. Now, further clarification, yesh martef shuka oitzer, va'oitzer shuka martef. There's actually a situation where a martef is like an oitzer, and an oitzer is like a martef. When is that? Martef shu baish loichal b'soichai hareyuka oitzer. If the person has a martef, but he's embarrassed to eat there, so it's just like an oitzer, and it doesn't need to be checked because he's not going to bring bread there. Whereas va'oitzer she'ena baish loichal b'soichai, if he has an oitzer that he's not embarrassed to eat in it, hareyuka martef, so it's like a martef. And an oitzer that he's not embarrassed to eat in is one that's not exposed to the public. People can't really see him in there, and that's why he would eat in there. A standard oitzer, people could see him, so he's not going to eat there. But if it's like a martef, so then he will eat in there, and then it does need to be checked. I think Mara is going to do something similar. We just brought this idea of an oitzer and a martef, things that are similar yet different. Now we're going to bring it regarding something else, nothing to do with Pesach. Yash chatzer shu kamavoy, umavoy shu kachatzer. There's a chatzer which is like a mavoy, and a mavoy which is like a chatzer. A chatzer is a shared courtyard, and a mavoy is the alleyway that multiple courtyards open into. So sometimes a chatzer will have a din of a mavoy, and a mavoy will then have a chatzer. And this in regards to the din of a woman covering her hair. There's a certain way a woman needs to cover her hair in a chatzer, but it's not so strict because it's still more of a private area as opposed to a mavoy, which is much more public. She has to cover her hair much better, and if she doesn't, that actually might be grounds for divorce. And so we clarify this. Chatzer shram baikim b'saychai hariyu kamavoy. A chatzer that has many people, the rabbim, coming into it, so it's just like a mavoy. And umavoy she'en around baikim b'saychai, a mavoy, which is the alleyway, which is usually much more public, that happens not to have a lot of people coming in and out of it, hariyu kachatzer, so it's just like a chatzer. Now the Gemara just goes back for a bit to talk about oitzer yayin. Why don't we suspect to say that maybe the Bahamim, which are the animal drivers, basically the porters who are bringing all the wine to the storage facility, they're bringing it to the huge warehouse, which is suspected that maybe they bring chametz inside. You're right. Then in the middle of the meal, the servant, the waiter, whoever it is, he's not going to go into the oitzer with food. But maybe the guy who brought the wine there in the first place, he's schlepping the barrels in and out, so maybe he brought chametz in there. And the answer is, ain't derech Baham lias machnis l'sham chametz. It's not the norm for them to bring chametz in there. Elamina misika, only different types of sweets that are obviously not chametz. Shein baitkin ayayin yafe, because that's the way to check the wine good. It seems to be that these people had a double job. They would not only bring the barrels of wine in, but they were also the vintners, the winemakers. They were tasting the wine to see if it was good, and you don't want to have bread. Evidently, that ruins the ability to properly taste the wine, and therefore they only had sweets with them, and they wouldn't bring bread in there in the first place. So there's no chashash. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss B'dikas Chametz. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.